95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, what's happening, man?
What's up?
How in the hell are you?
I'm great. I went to Yamava last night.
Yeah, you. It was Tina Fey, whom I love. I love Tina Fey.
Yep,
she's hilarious, especially drunk. Did she do any bits where she was drunk?
No,
she's a very good drunk.
No, I don't think she did. No, but she was out there with Amy Poehler.
Ah, who rules as well.
And they did a 2-person show, and it was entertaining from the beginning to the end. It was really great.
Yeah, I remember hearing that they were coming together, which makes sense. Yamava's been getting to this is not any kind of plug. I don't get any money from them myself, but they really have been getting.
Should.
I should. I've been getting some great shows out there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Big names. And you said the theater's really nice.
The theater's really nice.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
It was really great.
Are you getting money from them?
No.
Oh,
I wish.
Yeah.
You should be.
Hey, hand it over.
Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We? Michael Schneider from Variety will be here.
Brought up Mike. He's going to be talking about the big strike finally ending.
Finally.
Coming to a close.
People that are back to work today already.
Very cool.
Give me five.
Yeah, smoking. Smoke them if you got them. We're going to light up, man.
Songs about smoking?
Yeah, man.
Songs with smoking in the title?
Sure. Well, it doesn't have to be, but you know, about smoking anything. Doesn't matter what
you're terrible at making rules.
I don't like rules.
Yeah, I don't care.
Who cares? You know, you should be able to smoke on a plane. So if you get on a plane and listen to Give Me Five today and smoke, we're on board.
What's up with Florida?
Good
on
question.
The show today. People are dumb. Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
And the KLOS name game.
It's at $2,800.
And you'll get a chance to play just before 4 on 95.5 KLOS.
Another local Los Angeles artist on KLOS, Mammoth WVH. That's his song, I'm All Right. You know, that's been on Matt Sebastian.
Matt Sebastian's
a dude on that other thing.
Sure.
Matt Pinfield's new and approved show where he counts down the 10 biggest rock songs in Los Angeles every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. I believe it's about to be number one.
I'm not surprised.
It's doing so well for him, which is awesome because every time he pops by and hangs out with us here at KLOS, he's so damn cool. So Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Matt, not Sebastian, but Pinfield, rather, listen to his little countdown of the coolest songs that are out there right now.
People are dumb.
That's true. That is very, very true.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A lot of the stories do not come from Maine.
That's true. It's usually Florida.
This one comes from Bangor, Maine.
What? Bangor? I don't even know her.
B-A-N-G-O-R.
Bangor.
Maine man arrested for the 12th time this year.
Wow, dude. He needs to move to Florida.
Bangor police said Tuesday they arrested Kevin Gray, 41.
Kevin.
On a theft charge as well as drug possession, warrants, and violation of conditions of release.
So in Maine, that is like you are the worst criminal in the history
Probably.
Of mankind.
Yeah. Police say they were called to the TJ Maxx on Broadway on Friday evening after a rideshare driver reported that his passenger, so the guy gets into the rideshare.
Right.
Tells the rideshare driver that he's wanted.
Hey, you know what, dude? I'm wanted. Could you drive me to Jack in the Box?
Yes. He said, as the driver let him off at TJ Maxx, he said, I'm going to go in and steal stuff from that store.
Okay. He wants to get caught. He wants to go to jail.
And then he showed him drugs.
Hey, look at this, man.
I got drugs.
I got some meth here.
I don't know.
You know, sometimes it's a lot easier to be on the inside than it is the outside. That sounds like someone who wants to go to jail.
Well, he called the rideshare guy, called the police, and officers spotted Gray as he came out of the store.
Ah, there he is. Probably not too hard to pick him out of the crowd.
Right. He was arrested after a brief foot chase.
Why? Why are you running, man?
Police said Gray had 7 sets of pre-conviction bail conditions that banned him from going to many of the businesses in that area.
Sure.
Due to all of the theft charges he had at all of the stores.
What did he steal this time, by the way?
They didn't say. But I don't know why he felt the need to confess to everything.
Yeah. I mean, they are.
There's no attorney-client privilege with a rideshare driver.
Are you serious? Oh, man.
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
This is a bit of a cheat on this story because it's about something that happened to a guy getting out of the shower.
Oh, all right.
It's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Finally supposed to be naked.
Yes. Got this from Scott, our friend Scott.
Oh, good old Scott.
An Australian porn star named Danny DeBello is opening up to her followers after a traumatic recent incident where her giant pet snake...
Oh, no, no, no.
...bit the penis of her partner.
What? She had a pet snake.
Yes.
And he bit his snake.
The snake bit his snake.
That's terrible.
And wouldn't let go. This is her on Instagram telling the story in a very calm way.
Probably just thinks it's a friend of his, you know, or another snake to say hi to. Yeah.
Do I have a story for you? First, I just want to introduce Betty. She's my Centralian carpet python. Say hi, Betty.
Nope.
She is a Centralian carpet python. I don't know exactly what that means, carpet. But I know that I don't want it to have anything to do with my junk.
Weirdly, it does.
She's about 8 foot long, and I've never had an issue with her biting or anything like that until today.
Well, what a surprise. Right. You know, it turns out your snake bites people.
What?
Huh. That's weird.
So earlier, I had a friend over, and we shot a video for my other page. Once we were finished doing that, he jumped in the shower, but he did mention that he wanted to hold one of my pet snakes afterwards.
Okay, what? So he did say, before he took a shower, I want to hold one of your snakes. So yeah. Apparently she has plenty.
Hasn't held enough snake so far today.
I don't know.
Needs another snake.
About that.
8 feet long.
Yes.
I know that feeling.
So whilst he was showering, I went and grabbed Betty from her enclosure. And once he got out, I placed Betty around his neck, just how she is on me now.
I'm sorry, hold on. So she, while he's naked, put the snake around his neck.
I mean, I guess they're prawn stars. They're likely to be wandering around naked.
And she said, just like it is on me now.
Right.
And the snake went down to her knee.
Cool.
So that's a dangerous placement to begin with.
No kidding.
And I turned around to walk away, and he let out this massive scream, and I've turned around and seen that Betty is holding onto his...
That's got to be a weird sight.
Can you imagine how weird that sight would be?
Even though you're used to doing the porn, and even though you're used to having a lot of snakes around, that's a combo plate you don't usually run into.
No, certainly.
And he's tried to pull her off it.
Ow.
And she hasn't let go.
Okay, no. So it's been a while. He's trying to get the snake
to let
go.
What's a while?
Go.
A week and a half?
No.
An hour?
I think she says.
10 seconds?
After a few minutes.
No!
A few minutes. And a few minutes with a snake biting your wiener.
Oh, this is nice.
Is weeks long. Weeks.
I like that it's someone, you know, it's a female snake, though. That's nice, at least. Could be a weirder situation.
I don't know that it is.
No, it's really nice.
Very Betty, nice. I mean, his name is Betty.
Yeah.
So. We managed to get Betty off him. I put her back into her enclosure.
Did you say bad Betty? Slap his head a little, her head a little?
There was no urgency from her in this story about him.
Look at that.
And his wiener.
Well, she's done. You know, they had their fun.
So
it's all good
we
to
put
go.
The snake back in the enclosure.
Yeah, I finally got Betty to let go.
Now, I'm just going to tell you this before you hear it. She doesn't finish the story.
Okay.
She comes close.
Yeah.
But she cuts off the last word.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe Betty attacked.
It just disappears. Dun, dun, dun.
And there was blood everywhere, so we cleaned all of that up. I did check to make sure that there was no little teeth left in it.
I'm sorry. I thought you said teeth in it.
That's what she said.
What?
That's what she said.
God. Sometimes when pythons bite, they do lose some teeth.
No.
So I just made sure there was none in there, cleaned him all up with some antibacterial cream, and made it all...
That's it. That's how that's she ends it.
That's clearly when Betty attacked.
So she just cleaned it up and put some antibacterials.
There you go. You're good to go. You know, you don't need to see a psychiatrist.
What's happening?
After that or anything.
Is he going to the hospital?
No,
what?
No. You know, he's just going to die on the carpet
Does
next to the carpet
have a penis?
Snake. No.
Okay. I have many questions still.
Let's call her at home.
And I don't like any of them.
Meeting the master. That is the brand new Greta Van Fleet. Those guys actually consider Florida as their home base, but they're out on a world tour right now.
To get out of Florida.
Did I say Florida? I meant Nashville. Wow.
Yeah, you said Florida because we're about to go into what's up with Florida.
But they're going to be coming all over here eventually. So, you know, if you get a chance to see those guys, Greta Van Fleet, when they get out of Florida, do. And the question of the hour is...
What's up with Florida?
That is a really good question.
Florida man busted with 5 alligators in his bathtub.
5?
Alligator.
He had 5 of them.
Because one is never enough.
Robert Robinson from St. Cloud was issued a criminal citation for personal possession of...
alligator.
Times 5.
Without a Class 2 permit. Officers received an anonymous tip. They showed up at the house, and they said to the woman who was sitting on the porch, hey, who owns this house?
Right.
And they said, Robert Robinson. Mm-hmm. So they called Robert, and they said, hey, do you have...
alligator.
...in your house? And he said, yeah, I have 5.
5? Well, and first of all, you can get a license for an alligator?
In his bathtub.
Why? Why? Why?
This is a tiny clip from the police officer as they were trying to remove the...
alligator.
And he's guessing what they're used for.
Okay.
He's actually pretty... he is docile. They said these are the gators that they take photos with.
These are the gators that they take photos with.
No alligator.
Alligator.
Is docile. Eventually, they're like, right, they're hold on, I'm really hungry. I feel like taking a bite out of you.
So then they said, we're going to have to take the 5...
alligator.
...out of your tub. And he said, fine. And they said, where do you work? And he gave him the address, and they drove over, and they gave him a citation.
And what do you know? There's 57 alligators over there.
Alligator.
Wow.
He said he found them in a pond behind his house.
Oh, and he knew they were docile.
So who knew how long he had them?
Sure. And how many baths?
5 of them in one bathtub.
And how many days he went without taking a bath as a result?
Right. No
any
kidding.
Kind of shower or whatever?
Alligator.
Come on, Florida.
Step it up. Keep it up, Florida. Who's the guy in the studio?
Yeah. Brother Mike is here.
Flip us on. Flip them off. It's KLOS 95.5.
Fresh in from Variety. Things are probably very quiet over at Variety today. Yeah.
No news. Nothing happening.
Wow.
No, seriously, it is, it is one of those moments where everything's going on at the same time. It's been crazy.
The strike ended yesterday, 5 p.m.-ish?
Around there, yeah. And then officially 12:01 a.m. And literally at 12:02 a.m., my inbox was filled with pitches. Hey, you want to talk to my client? Now they can talk about their show. So they're ready. They're raring to go.
Shouldn't they have been spying on you, figured out what time you got up, and then sent it? Because all those older ones would be buried, wouldn't they?
No, I was sadly still up at 12:01 a.m., unfortunately.
Well, first of all, congratulations to SAG-AFTRA for...
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, getting it done.
Yeah, this is a big moment. Congratulations to Hollywood. Yeah. It's back.
Hooray!
Hollywood's back. Back, baby.
What are we going to notice first?
I think the first thing you'll notice is indeed those stars going on talk shows, going on red carpets, and being able to talk about their shows and their movies.
Marvel's is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll be all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. They can finally go on Kimmel, for example, and talk about that. Timothée Chalamet is hosting SNL this weekend, so now he can actually talk about his projects past and present, which he wouldn't have been able to do up until a day ago.
That's crazy to think he would have to ignore all that.
Yeah. Right, right. There's been a lot of winks and nods. Even folks who haven't been on TV in a while, like someone was Barry Williams, remember from Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
He's on Dancing with the Stars right now, and poor Barry Williams can't talk it about being Greg Brady. Now he finally can.
Wow.
Free Greg Brady.
Free Greg Brady.
What are the shows that are going to get up and running and get to us in the spring?
So the first shows I think you'll see, so basically broadcast network TV.
Spring is right? We shouldn't expect anything before March?
You may start to see some things in late January, the shows that really get back to production ASAP. So the broadcast network shows that have already lost out on half their season, they really want to try to get 13 episodes at least before May when the season's over. So a lot of the procedural drama dramas like the Law and Orders, the NCIS's, they're going to try to get on as soon as late January, early February. Some of those comedies that are on broadcast as well, like Abbott Elementary, Ghosts, Night Court, they're all going to try to get on as soon as possible too, to salvage at least as much as they can for this TV season.
And what about movies? How does this affect the movies that are coming out?
Well, you've been seeing them really move around a lot of the dates, the release dates, and you'll continue to see that a little bit, because obviously it takes a lot longer to get a movie together and out there. So to some degree, we've already seen a lot of pushback from 2024, and the cupboard's going to be a little barer than usual next year.
After the pandemic and all of that shut everything down, it's just been like this, you know, a dearth of movies for so long.
It's been tough. It's been tough on a lot of people, and then, of course, really tough on the people who make those movies and make those TV shows. So that's who I'm really excited for today, are those artisans, the people below the line who haven't worked in like 6 months at least, now can finally go back to work.
Due to nothing of their own doing.
Yeah, that's been the roughest thing, and I know everyone feels for them, and it's been rough for them, rough for the economy here in Los Angeles, even the people who aren't in the industry but who support the industry, you know, the florists, the caterers, the security guards, the people who just haven't been able to work for 6 months. Thank God they're finally able to get back to work.
I mean, you go 6 months without a paycheck. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no
kidding. Los Angeles especially?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about AI, because to me that seemed dumb. And I'll tell you why.
AI seems dumb.
No, but I'll tell you why. Because they work so hard to get the intellectual property rights for pictures. You can't just use someone's picture. You have to get their agreement to use a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
So why wouldn't it be the same for AI?
Yeah, I think...
It seemed like a slam dunk. Like, of course that's not...
They just have their fingers crossed that maybe they would be able to sneak this one past and use images of people forever without any...
I mean, there's a little bit of that, to be honest. I think part of it is because AI is the great unknown.
Right.
People really don't know what that technology is going to become in the coming years. The studios wanted to just keep it wide open and say, don't worry, we won't screw you over. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll get your fair share. And SAG-AFTRA and the WGA were like, well, wait a second here.
Yeah.
Let's put some guardrails on this.
Is that why it took so long for that particular topic? Because it's so wide open and unknown?
I think so. There's that. And there are a number of these issues that, because they're still a little unknown, even streaming residuals, there's still a lot of question marks about what that's going to mean going forward. What kind of data do they want to share? A lot of great unknowns. And so that's why both sides were really far apart for a really long time on a lot of these
issues. I understand the streaming should make everybody pretty happy, the kickback on that, the payback out or whatever, the residuals on that.
I think at the end of the day, SAG-AFTRA made a really good deal, and they took their time, and that benefited them to make, you know, one of the greatest deals that they've made in years, it sounds like. Ultimately, they're saying this deal is worth $1 billion over 3 years.
Wow.
So they're celebrating over at SAG-AFTRA,
sure.
And it sounds like for pretty good reason.
You know, I'm very proud to be a member of SAG-AFTRA.
You've never said that before, just now.
So happy that,
that's weird.
That they've got it done. That did it today, man. Very,
Sluggo,
very cool.
You're going to get the biggest cut out of everyone. You are getting all the streaming residuals and revenue.
All my porn, It's finally paying off.
$300 million is going to go right to you.
Hot damn.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is.
The Sluggo rule.
Michael Schneider from Variety is here. We're going to play a little ditty and then come back and talk to you some more. Gonna hang out.
Let's ditty it up.
All right, man.
Putting some lead in your step. Zipping it up. Unleaded. Lead me to the promised land. Front of mic here. 95.5 KLOS FM Los Angeles.
All right, I'm leaving.
Done.
You're gonna do it from now on.
You're gonna replace us. That sucks.
Yes, thank you, dude.
I am AI, basically.
So let me ask you a few more questions about the strike, and then
Michael Schneider from Variety here in the studio with us.
Yes, and then you have three shows that are coming up this month.
Yeah, my pick to click.
All right.
Was the feeling in town really overwhelmingly this needs to end now?
There was, I mean, I think
it got cranked up hard.
Everyone
right?
was ready. Everyone was hopeful. They were on the edge of their seats. The tension in this town.
Yes.
Over the past week. Yeah. Because, well, because there were a lot of false positives. People kept saying, it's almost done. It's almost done. Oh, any day now. It could be done today. And then it wouldn't happen today. And then tomorrow. And then weeks went by and we're like, when is there going to be a deal?
This is the longest one ever, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. And when you think about the combo of the two, I mean, this was 6 months of strikes, which this town has never felt before. So people were exhausted. And I don't know what would have happened if they hadn't come to a deal this week, because there was talk of, well, if talks fell apart and they went their separate ways, we might not have a deal then until the start of 2024.
Wow.
And that would have just collapsed this town, this industry. I don't know what would have happened. So thank God we didn't get to that point and
Agreed.
We have a deal.
Agreed.
All right. Three shows that are coming out. Are they all new?
They're all new, and they're all very, well, different to some degree.
Okay.
So two are on FX. I'm not a paid shill for FX, but they do some good shows over there.
They do.
Yeah.
So there's a new show called A Murder at the End of the World that's coming to FX.
Great name.
And it's from the duo who did the OA. Do you remember the OA on Netflix? So Britt Marling and Zal Batmanjali. But it was a very kind of sci-fi sort of intriguing show. And this one, if I could describe it as a combo, it's sort of Knives Out, Glass Onion meets the OA. It's a murder mystery that takes place at this this rich man's estate in Iceland, and slowly, one by one, people die, and there's a big mystery, obviously, to who's doing it, who's behind it, because the guy who owns this facility, he's a very Elon Musk kind of character, played by Clive Owen, and Emma Corrin from The Crown plays sort of the real true crime junkie who happens to be there and is suddenly starting to investigate it because she's in the middle of it.
But it's not funny like Murders in the Building.
It's not funny. Like
right.
Only Murders in the Building.
Right. Good.
That comes out this month.
It's a great murder mystery. So that comes out this month. Also, I lied, actually. This is a returning show, but it's a new cast. It's a new concept. But the fifth season of Fargo is coming out also this month. Jon Hamm, Juno Temple. If you love Fargo, if you love sort of that quirky, again, sort of murder mystery, but with a lot of wacky characters with the Minnesota accent, then and Jon Hamm once again playing a total sleazeball, then you're at the right place. So
Perfect.
The return of Fargo finally. It's been a minute. It's been
it
a
has.
Hot
been
minute
a
since
time.
We had a good Fargo. So that's coming back
Think
this month.
Think how long ago the movie was, too. I mean, that's way in the past.
That was a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
And then the other show, it's a little different. It's on Paramount Plus, and it's an Australian import. It's called Calling from Accounts. And it's actually sort of a romantic comedy, but not a cloying romantic comedy. It's a very well done show about this man and this woman who meet because they both almost run over a dog, which sounds terrible. But then they actually
we should have a beer.
Maybe next time we'll get that dog.
Not that far off from what happens.
Oh,
but,
really?
But what happens is they basically feel guilted into basically helping this nurse this dog back to health, and this dog now becomes a special need dog, and suddenly they've now sort of adopted this dog, and even though they kind of can't stand each other, they both have to come together to help save this dog, and sort of takes it from there. And it's a smart show. It's gotten a ton of rewards in Australia and in the UK, and now they're hoping to make a go of it here in the US, and it's definitely worth your while. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fantastic.
So there you go. Mike's three pick to click.
Coming up next, more Led Zeppelin.
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it, as always. Michael Snyder, you can find him at Variety.
Indeed, and at Franklin Avenue. So do check me out, as always. Love you all.
Thank you, man.
Give me five.
Give this guy five. For God's sake.
Give him five cigarettes
every day.
Or five J's.
We're talking about smoking.
Yeah, I thought we should call this particular Give Me Five, Smoke 'em If You Got 'em. That's a good one.
818-955-KLOS.
Anything to do with smoking? Lighten up. Let us know. And you can hit us on Twitter as well.
At Kevin Sluggo.
That's one of my favorite sounds right there. You know, the worst, though, is when you knock the bong over and spill the water on the carpet.
Yeah, of course.
The captain has turned off the no smoking lamp. So you can go ahead and smoke in today's Gimme 5. I like this one from Jeff Ron Quero in Fontana.
It's not really Quero as much as it is Keo.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Jeff. But he and a couple other people misspelled this next song, right?
Yes.
I love that.
Sweet Leaf?
Yeah, Sweet Leaf.
Spelled Sweat by Black Sabbath.
Sweat Leaf. Ozzy, light up. I don't know about you, but I never smoked in the bathroom at school. We smoked by the oleanders out in the field, a football field. That's where we...
And behind the dumpsters.
Yeah. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
Gimme 5, songs about smoking.
All right, Kevin Slogo, love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Let's do a Smoking from Boston.
You know, when I was watching Mad Men, when I was totally obsessed with that,
yep.
I actually went out and bought my first pack of cigarettes in years.
Really?
Because they just watching them smoke.
Cool?
Yeah. I'm like, I need to do that again. I need to smoke.
How'd that go?
It was great. So it's all about smoking today and Gimme 5. And who is this for?
This is for the Big Newbowski.
That's a great name on Twitter.
Name.
And you say he's only following one person.
It's just at Kevin and Slego, which is a bad choice. He wanted to hear Smoking by Boston.
No, he wanted to hear, I thought he wanted to hear Have a Cigar.
Or Have a Cigar.
Yeah, he wanted to hear Have a Cigar. Oh, that's right, Smoking, the last one we played.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Thoroughly okay. Confused. This one is for Greg. Greg Wilson asked for this one, and this is a fine one from Pink Floyd on KLOS.
If somebody gave you the job of building a band for KLOS, like the perfect sound,
right,
that we would love and play,
yeah,
it would be Dirty Honey. It would be that band.
Dude, you're so right. Absolutely.
It's
yeah.
just perfect.
Yeah, they really are. I can't believe that song is 4 years old now. It's been around for 4 years, Rolling Sevens.
Wow, we're
That's
old.
Unbelievable.
I need
a question. You know, we've been trading this $1 back and forth as each one of us wins. Have you been hanging on to the same dollar? Because I mean, this is a nice.
I had one that ripped in half.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so yeah, had to toss that. But
you glued it together backwards and upside down. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, it was
no
an interesting choice.
It was crazy. All right, this is a weird topic.
Okay.
It's not one that we normally talk about, but it's one we should. The best foods to fortify yourself before a heavy night of drinking.
So Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I should be eating these foods before taking off on my usual.
You're going to have a hangover. These foods, if you eat them before you drink, uh-huh. will help the hangover be less extreme.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Well, I need this list then.
Right?
I'm just give it to me. I'll give you a dollar just for the list.
The best foods to fortify yourself with before a heavy night of drinking. And there's only eight.
Only eight.
And we'll do six guesses and you get three right.
Six guesses, three right, and there's a total of eight.
Correct.
Who came up with this list? I mean, I'm excited to try these things.
I don't have
I gotta say, man, I mean, I've been trying to ward off hangovers
of
for pretty much as
Your
long as
life.
I can. Yeah. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. I, for years, have tried beans, and I would say refried beans, but beans in particular just to, it seems like that helps with digestion, and I would think drinking all my vodka or rum when I started or my whiskey years, I...
Sorry.
Yeah, it hasn't helped. I'll tell you, it hasn't helped.
Well,
that was my first guess, though. I thought maybe there was... how about bread? A lot of bread products. Seemed like soak up the alcohol. This is what I'm thinking is if you soak up that alcohol, you're going to...
Let me look.
Yeah.
Nope.
See, I don't know.
So you got two guesses. You got none right.
I'm still thinking soaking it up. Maybe like oatmeal, that kind of thing. I'm just thinking...
Oatmeal.
Uh-huh.
Incorrect. Three wrong.
Salads. What about a lot of, green lettuce and...
Salads. Four wrong.
I guess that's it. I don't think I can win.
Oh, right.
Talk to me about the eight, my freaky friend.
All right. So these are foods that you should eat before a night of heavy
Ladies
drinking.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. The most important announcement we've ever made on KLOS.
Number eight is asparagus.
Your pee smells like asparagus.
Excessive alcohol intake harms the liver. However, asparagus is rich in nutrients that preserve liver cells.
Very interesting. I'd be willing to, and I despise and loathe asparagus, but Ox, for that reason,
right.
I'd be willing to try.
Berries.
Berries.
Berries such as raspberries, blueberries, and strawberries are high in fiber, antioxidants, vitamin K, C, and other vital vitamins.
There's someone listening at home right now. I know. You're making a note of these things, right? We're going to need these, especially for this weekend. And next weekend. And the weekend after
Number
that.
Number six is chicken.
Chicken, really?
Another high protein rich food.
Huh.
The nutrients act together to slow down the rate at which the blood drinks into your system.
Huh. Very interesting.
I didn't say that right, but you know what I mean. Number five, salmon.
Huh. I just started eating salmon. I've never really eaten it in my life, and I've just started, and
I'm not a fan.
I wasn't either, but now I'm kind of on
board.
What's wrong?
What happened to you?
You get a little butter and you get a little lemon on top. And
salmon is recognized for having high vitamin B12 levels, allowing you to counteract the effects of alcohol on the red blood cells.
Very interesting. Eating these ahead of time helps soak up that booze.
Hopefully will help you have a lesser
hangover, yeah.
Number four is banana.
Banana.
Hmm. Potassium-rich food.
Hmm. I will have banana the morning of the hangover, and it does help.
Potassium helps in fluid regulation, blood pressure, and other functions. Number three is nuts.
Not nuts. Really?
They have high healthy fat content.
Like, maybe that's why they have them at bars.
At bars, yeah.
Yeah.
It does an excellent job of slowing down the pace at which the body absorbs alcohol.
All right. Good to know.
Number two is this huge surprise to me.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
Watermelon?
Yep.
Really? That doesn't seem like there's anything to it.
Well, I mean, it's 92% water, so water, of course, is what you need. In addition, watermelon is high in potassium, which helps reduce the alcohol's effect.
I have, in the last year, found that, you know, they always say drink as much water as you drink booze, and that has helped immensely.
Sure, of course.
Like crazy. It's nuts.
And number one.
Yeah, number one
thing to fortify yourself before a heavy night of drinking is eggs.
Eggs
are a high protein food source. The proteins take longer to digest, so when consumed before drinking beer, its slow metabolism helps slow down the alcohol's absorption as well.
Okay, all right. I mean, we're talking Boilermakers, but okay.
Listen,
that's awesome.
That's
really good.
That's a list of things that you should eat
that
before you drink.
My new weekly grocery list. Thank you, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In Who's Naked Now, a porn star had an 8-foot snake, put it on her naked man's shoulders, and the snake bit his wiener.
And held on for quite some time.
For a few minutes.
Now, we saw a picture of her with the same snake draped around her, and turns out where that snake's head lands on the torso, no wonder. That's
a
dangerous
perfectly.
Thing. Yeah, you don't want that.
Michael Schneider from Variety came in to talk about how great the end of the SAG-AFTRA strike is and what we can look forward on TV and movies.
We love Brother Mike. Dude, you're always welcome here, man.
And tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, we have tickets to Disneyland.
That's right. And I get to go home now and pet the kitty here, kitty.
Enjoy. We have your chance to play the KLOS name game right now. We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the game. Good luck.
Name game.
Let's get rid of this money. We have $2,800. Is that right?
Yep. KLOS, who is this?
This
is
Tom.
Tom, you are caller 25.
Oh, sweet.
You get to play the KLOS name game, which is up to $2,800.
That would be nice.
You also get tickets to see Iron Maiden at the Forum next October.
Yeah, if you win. Hey, did you go see the Barbie movie?
Negative.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I have no idea if
it
would help. Did you?
It was really good.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I keep hearing it. I'm going to watch it one of these days on paper.
It was really good.
When I'm really drunk and really high.
All right, we are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And the last couple of guesses were from Oscar, who said police officer Barbie, and Thomas, who said military Barbie. And both of those are uh-uhs, wrong. So, Tom, who do you think it is for $2,800?
No, I'm going to go on a weird one. Food truck operator Barbie.
What kind of food did she sell? What was her specialty?
I'm guessing tacos.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you this for the joke.
Yeah.
Ah. And thanks. This for your answer.
Oh.
Sorry.
I would definitely go to that food truck.
Incorrect, but a great joke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. All right. So next hour.
$2,900. We have your chance to play the KLOS name game right now. It's worth $2,900.
Damn.
We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play. Good luck.
The name game.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this?
Mike.
Mike, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yep.
Holy smokes. What's going on, guys?
We're doing the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
So you need to dig through your closet, find out your old Barbies, and see if you've got the one we're looking for. Mike, the last couple of guesses were food truck worker Barbie. And police officer Barbie. And neither one of those are the right answer, but I like them both.
I do too.
I like them both a lot.
I wish they were.
Yeah. But what do you think it is for $2,900, Mike?
I'm thinking, because my kids, they always play with Barbies. I'm thinking it's a Barbie veterinarian.
Veterinarian Barbie.
Yeah.
She doesn't deal with snakes, does she, that bite people on naughty places? Ramping up to the answer. We're going to see if you got it. Oh.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Sorry, Mike.
Oh, thanks anyways, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, man.
And don't let that stop you from playing next hour when it'll be worth
$3,000. $3,000.
Woo!
Up for grabs right now with the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Money, 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 money. We have a lot of money up for grabs.
We have $3,000 plus tickets to see Iron Maiden at the Forum next October.
And this game right here?
The name.
Is this the one? Is this how we do it?
The very one, yes.
I see. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Sandy.
Sandy.
Sandy, you're caller 25.
Come out to play.
Awesome.
You get to play the KLOS name game. It's up to $3,000.
Yeah, bring your Barbies with you.
We are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And the last couple of professions people mentioned were veterinarian Barbie. That was from Mike. And Tom said food truck Barbie. But those were incorrect. So for $3,000, Sandy, what do you think it is we're looking for?
A librarian.
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 The sexy librarian Barbie with the glasses, and she takes them off. You're this timpani started.
Sorry, it's incorrect. An excellent try, though.
Yeah,
thank you.
I love it.
The next time we play the game, it'll be worth $3,100.
It took until this day in rock in 1974 for the second Canadian band to hit number one on the U.S. singles charts here in America. It was BTO with You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Before that, it was the Guess Who with American Woman 4 years earlier in 1970. Billy Joel released his Piano Man album on this day in rock in 1973. The number one song on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1985. It was an instrumental. It was the Miami Vice theme.